HR Party of One is brought to you by Bernie Portal. Look, I'll be upfront. This is a scary topic. No HR pros want senior leadership to leave without warning, whether voluntary or involuntary. And weathering the procedural changes, expectations, conversations, rumors, and complicated feelings afterward is no easy task. But as an HR Party of One, we all know that there are times when the worst case scenario is your reality. In 2023, a venture partner firm called OpenView suspended operations and laid off half its staff, including all vice presidents, after two senior leaders left unexpectedly. We don't know if their HR team had a plan in place for their exit or how much they knew beforehand. What we do know is that whatever was in place was insufficient to avoid laying off half their workforce. As an HR professional at a small to medium-sized organization, the stakes are high if an executive or director leaves without warning. However, you can create a system within your chain of command so that someone's departure doesn't cause a critical system failure, like what happened to OpenView. In this episode of HR Party of One, let's cover the worst-case scenario and how you can prevent it. Let's discuss, why do leaders leave? What is succession planning? What happens when leaders leave unexpectedly? And what can HR do to navigate the fallout? Let's get started. Why do leaders leave? Leaders leave for the same reason any other employee does, but sometimes it's due to a changing bigger picture. A leader's unexpected exit can follow a shift within your organization itself. If your company is experiencing rapid growth, a severe decline, or is changing direction, then a leader may no longer align with the company's vision. It's critically important for leaders to align with your company's vision and mission and serve as an example to everyone else. When leaders fail to adapt, they show the rest of the workforce their discontent. This puts HR in a pickle because you want your workforce to remain vibrant. And a leader who no longer believes in the vision and mission isn't just a culture killer, but an obstacle to success. Obstacle sounds harsh. That's because it is harsh. It's extremely difficult to come to terms with a senior leader's exit, especially if it's due to positive change. This may be someone who had a hand in hiring or training you and has been a wealth of experience and knowledge for years. But now that exec is firmly attached to processes, methods, or the old way of doing things. That attachment prevents growth, potentially causing friction with teams and other leaders. Their exit is necessary. This is completely normal and offers room for growth and opportunity to others. Or alternatively, the chance to bring in someone with a fresh perspective. So we covered why they leave, but what do you do when they leave? That's always chaotic. But did you hear? Chaos is a ladder. There's a structured ladder, like a succession plan, and then the rickety ladder salvage from your childhood bunk bed, maybe. Let's start with the success plan ladder. What is succession planning? Leaders may leave voluntarily or involuntarily, but the issue remains the same. There is suddenly a vacuum where before there was direction and experience. Succession planning is one way you can prepare to navigate the choppy wave of a senior leader's exit. Succession planning is an organizational strategy implemented to pass leadership responsibilities down to another employee or group of employees. A succession plan ensures certain duties are passed to the next best person until that vacant position is filled. For example, a succession plan for a client relationship team may define how certain clients are transitioned seamlessly to other managers so service remains exemplary, even during times of change. I'll link a previous episode that goes more into depth. Ideally, all major leadership positions have a succession plan in place. If someone goes on leave or has an unplanned absence, a succession plan can protect your organization from destabilizing. But if you don't have a succession plan and a senior leader leaves unexpectedly, your organization may suffer the consequences. Let's look at some examples. What happens when leaders leave unexpectedly? If a senior leader leaves unexpectedly and people are scrambling to figure out how to fulfill the duties of the role until a replacement is found, there are a few things you may notice immediately. A rise in miscommunications. If there is a break in the chain of communication, inevitably messages get lost or go to the wrong place. If important memos are backlogged, projects may have setbacks, which results in missed deadlines or unclear next steps. That makes clients unhappy, and talented employees grow frustrated with the mess. A culture guide prevents many typical communication problems, but if you don't have one available to employees in your HRIS, the problem remains. A spike in access problems. Teams may lose access to important software or platforms that they need. If your content manager leaves, what account is in charge of their content management platform? Can anyone access all the things that they need without being an admin? When do certain subscriptions renew for content design software like Adobe? If people are asking these questions, then you have a big problem. A decrease in trust. When senior leaders leave, everyone else notices and wonders if it's a bad sign for the company. If the exit is unexpected and sudden, someone will inevitably voice concerns to another, starting up potentially harmful rumors. And if there is no plan in place and the lack of direction leads to critical failures, your whole workforce will doubt the organization's future stability. Additionally, outside stakeholders like clients will question the swift departure of someone they have worked with for years. Reveal a lack of planning. Ask yourself, does every high-level leader in my org have documentation for every key process of their role? If the answer is yes, great. More than likely, it's no. When people leave, they take their knowledge with them. Even when you do have extensive documentation, there are unavoidable gaps that leave people trying to complete tasks with questions. Realistically, you can't prevent knowledge hoarding, which is explained in depth in a resource I have linked for you. But you can absolutely mitigate the chances of it majorly impacting your organization. These are all pretty negative. However, you should also look at these positives. Creates room for movement. Talented individuals in your organization can use this sudden vacuum as an opportunity to aim higher. Leaders leaving create space for upward mobility. As some people move up, they create further spaces. Growth is a key indicator of success, so take advantage of this time to encourage others to develop their skills and aim for higher achievement. Allows teams to evolve processes. This is a great time to take a frank look at how things are done and make some improvements. If there are processes or systems that old leadership held onto, evaluate them and see if they will fit the new direction the team is taking. Some team members may have great insight or ideas to set about evolving the methods they currently use. Improving opportunity for the whole workforce. Evaluate your perspective and think not about how this is the change you must manage. This is a change you have the opportunity to deliver to your workforce. This moment can be strategically used to reaffirm your organization's mission and vision, align other leaders with it, and establish greater employee trust. An HR checklist can help you avoid the negatives and look forward to the positives. What can HR do to navigate the fallout? Before I dive into the checklist, I want to take a second to tell you something. When a senior leader leaves, it isn't your fault. Their failure to adapt is not a failure on your part, even though it's easy to feel that way. You want everyone in your organization, especially leadership, to drive growth and change. This circumstance is unfortunate, but it's a natural consequence of your organization's evolution. Reframe the situation by thinking of it as an opportunity for immense change and improvement. Now, let's check out a checklist to use when senior leaders depart without warning. Communicate the exit to other leaders. Gather those who are immediately impacted and inform them. State the facts and affirm that the departure was a mutual decision. It is in HR's role to share all the insider details, but to move the team forward. You might be thinking, I'm next. That isn't your intention, but additional fallout isn't a zero possibility. Your goal is to move forward and assuring each person of something you cannot guarantee before all the cards fall could hold you back. Determine the most high priority items that must be transitioned to others or changed in a way to stay on track. Consider certain programs, softwares, etc. that must be secured and given a new administrator. Identify an interim leader to direct current projects and oversee processes. This could be more than one person, depending on who can fulfill the role's responsibilities. Communicate the new chain of command for the time being to everyone who is impacted. Meet with the interim one-on-one or with any other necessary parties to cover the major responsibilities, metrics for success and failure, and strategize a game plan. Converse with other organizational stakeholders to figure out the next steps when it comes to posting the open role in recruiting. Generate a timeline for recruiting someone new or transitioning the interim into the position permanently. Establish regular check-ins with the interim leader and their direct reports to ensure the work transition is seamless. Also, check in that the interim leader isn't hurtling headlong into burnout. Make sure their less important tasks are passed to others for the time being to help them manage their extra responsibilities. And finally, reestablish trust with the impacted employees. Checklists are a great way for HR pros to organize their thoughts and get to work immediately. Bernie Portal lets you create custom checklists for onboarding and offboarding. Some checklists may be basic, but in cases like this, you need a more robust resource to keep your organization going and growing despite sudden changes in leadership. Also, Bernie Portal makes the transition much simpler with our performance management feature. You can assign an interim leader admin access to one-to-one notes, so waste no time getting up to speed on their new direct reports, most important projects, and routines. The key to navigating a leader's exit gracefully is to hit the ground running. Bernie Portal makes that possible, which builds trust in your role and can mitigate rumors and intrigue by getting everyone to focus on the next steps. Nothing lasts forever, but you can structure untimely exits with forethought and intention to promote opportunities. As always, your role is as strategic as you make it.